And now this is a dictation for Charles Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, January 4:30. Addresses a letter to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286835. Dear Dr. Mike Reichman, follow up for Mr. Michael that he goes by Jim, J-I-M. The wife, Roberta, R-O-B-E-R-T-A, participated of this encounter as patient is very hard of hearing. There was a hospital admission in October with pulmonary embolism, pneumonia, heart attack, placed on Eliquis, completed 6 months discontinued on a low dose of aspirin, did not require ventilatory assistance, I was not involved in his care at that time, has lost 5 pounds on purpose, watching on diet, no vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, has COPD but no need of oxygen, no hemoptysis, not very physically active, sleepy all the time, he's 92 years old, isolated nose bleeding, improved of the Eliquis, no infection in the urine, no chest pain palpitation, no pleuritic discomfort, denies edema, discolor of the toes, no recent falling episode. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight nitrate scoric, cholesterol treatment, off the anticoagulation, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 120 over 70. No reported respiratory distress. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary from October 25 to October 30. His presenting symptoms was weakness and some abdominal discomfort. Negative for coronavirus, CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis with minor abdominal aortic aneurysm 2.5, including dilatation right iliac artery. Next paragraph, the echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction in the 60%, enlargement of the atria, left ventricular hypertrophy, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, no major valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, the last chemistries available is from a few days ago, March. Creatinine 1.9, which is baseline, GFR 34, stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.9, which is minor, macrocytosis 101, minor decrease platelets 148, which is chronic. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, there is no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of urine encephalopathy. Nothing to suggest chest pain, pericarditis, or increase of dyspnea for pulmonary edema. Next paragraph, recent pulmonary emboli, no prior history of this, completed anticoagulation. There was no triggering factor, just his age, debility, and poor mobility. I'm not aware of the vein thrombosis. Next paragraph, hypertension well controlled. Next number, probably hypertensive cardiomyopathy as indicated above and preserved ejection fraction. Next number, coronary artery disease, a prior three vessel bypass. Next number, chronic COPD, no oxygen. Next number, prior TURP and bladder stone removal. No evidence of obstruction on CAT scan. Next number, hard of hearing. Next paragraph, continue chemistries in a regular basis. End of dictation.